The Natural Nurse with Ellen Kamai and Dr. Z, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Thank you so much for joining me. This is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, and as always, I'm wishing you the best. And we love to hear from you. You can email us right through progressiveradionetwork.com or visit our website at www.naturalnurse.com or on Facebook at The Natural Nurse. And today we are very, very pleased and happy to have as our guest Dr. Rupa and Atul Shah. Both Dr. Rupa and Atul are MDs with degrees in allopathic medicine, and they are a husband and wife team, which is very interesting, especially when you begin to understand the elegant energy medicine they do because of that male-female balance that they represent so well. And they really focus on advanced research in natural medicine, and they offer a wide array of healing technologies. They include Himalaya flower remedies, isotherapy, electromagnetic pollution and environmental protection devices, also Vatsu Indian feng shui, and many other modalities. They are frequently invited to deliver guest lectures at various national and international conferences and seminars, especially focused on natural modalities, and they have been frequently interviewed by the press and have been on television to talk about their work. They regularly work with and ship information and healing modalities to people in the United States as well as internationally. In addition, we are very fortunate to have Dr. Rupa and Atul appearing at a lecture right on Long Island on Wednesday, August 4th. So those of you who are local listeners can contact us from via naturalnurse.com, and we can give you the address where they will be at on Wednesday, August 4th. So thank you so much for joining me today right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
Yeah.
So are we both there? Is Dr. Rupa and Atul both there?
Yeah. Hi, Ellen.
Oh, very good. We can hear you. And thank you so much for joining us today. Now, of course, we know each other many, many years. It's got to be quite a while, like maybe 20 years or so.
That's right.
And I have been following your work closely. In addition, I use your essence remedies and your electromagnetic field depleting or protective type devices all the time, so I am very familiar with your work. But even when I first met you, I was very amazed by the fact that you, of course, are conventionally trained, and yet you chose to use natural remedies as your focus in practice and life. What led you to do that?
I think the most important thing is that we examine the ways conventional medicine is handling various diseases, and for year after year we see there is no cure in sight, and it's only supportive, and there are a lot of side effects to the medicines. We thought there must be a better, simpler and direct way of knowing what's wrong with the patient. Healing should be gentle and should be very quick, and not so painful.
Also, it should be holistic approach, so we can treat mind, body together. That is very important, because in conventional medicine, most of the time, the mind is not considered, and only the physical problems is attended to it.
That is so true. Now, of course, in conventional medicine, they have an arm of medicine in terms of psychiatry, but they sort of tweak it out from what's wrong with the person overall. Well, in most traditional systems, like ancient Ayurvedic medicine from India or traditional Chinese medicine, they have always considered that very important mind-body connection.
Yeah, it's basically, you know, treating the person and not the disease. And you see the person as a whole with his mind, emotions, body, his various conditions. And then you select, you know, a group of therapies or remedies to heal the whole person. And not like, you know, you go to a different physician or different specialist. You go to a psychiatrist and you go to a gastroenterologist, and they both may not link each other. And there may be side effects. But here, one person looks at the whole of you and then decides what's the best course.
And I know so many people who have used your remedies. I'll give you just an example, a recent example. I got a cat from the, you know, where they have them rescue, right, in a pound. They call it an animal pound.
Yeah.
I got a cat there. So, of course, I don't know what trauma happened to this cat when it was young. But when I brought it home, it was very, very frightened of everything. And it actually ran away and ran up into a hole in my basement. And it would not come out. I said, this cat's going to die in here. He won't come out. So I told my person I live with, you know, my partner, I said, you know, this cat's going to die in the wall. I said, I'm going to get some remedies from Dr. Atul and Rupa Shah. I'm going to have them shipped from India. And I went online and I read your descriptions of your various essences made both from flowers from the Himalayas and also from gemstones, and you have combination remedies.
That's right.
I read them and I just felt, well, we'll say, of course, I'm a practitioner, but also vibrationally, anyone can do that. What would be best for this cat? Because he seemed to have a lot of vague, unknown fears about everything. So my boyfriend said, oh, that's never going to work. You're crazy. I said, that's okay. I'm going to get it. And I ordered it from you. You don't know this story, but I ordered it from you, and it came very, very quickly from India within a few days. Boom. I put it in the cat's water, and when I tell you, that cat came upstairs the next day and was sitting by the door as if he had been living in the house for years, like nothing ever happened wrong.
Yeah. We have observed that, you know, for animals, when we treat them with flower remedies, they need very less doses. They respond very quickly.
Yeah, and you can't say it's the placebo effect because, you know, it's not like they know you gave it to them. So it really, really made that cat just a completely drop his fears.
In fact, that's whenever we are faced, you know, with our colleagues when they say, oh, maybe a few patients got better because of placebo effect, we always say that, okay, the next one is when we treat very small babies who are less than 1 year old, they don't know what remedies are given to them. And then the best is, you know, treating all sorts of injuries and diseases in pet animals. That's where the response is so swift that you just can't deny. I have a very wonderful friend who is a, you know, dog lover, and he ended up seeing a street dog with a huge ulcer suffering very badly. He took a first aid remedy and the healing, you know, wound healing remedy from us, and he would religiously give it to that dog every day. And he took lovely pictures to show us that how the healing was beautiful. There were no antibiotics taken. But they thought the dog was going to die because he was smelling very badly and nobody wanted to look at him. But he just nursed him, and he was completely well just in few days, you know.
It's just amazing. I've seen it do these kinds of things time and time again. So also, you make your remedies in a very different way, and I included a description with your permission in one of my books called Cycles of Life of how you make your essence remedies and why they're different than Bach flower remedies, because you actually capture the energy of the flowers while they're still connected to the earth, which is very, very unique. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, basically the thing is that we have developed a special instrument or device, you may say, that will transfer the energy, healing energy of the flower or leaves or roots or stems or gems into the base substance. The base substance may be a water, a powder, a oil, anything that base substance can be taken is transferred without cutting the flowers. When you don't cut the flowers, the healing energy continues to be there from that plant or tree and continues to come into our base substance. And this basically, usually we use the water, a Ganges water, which is a pure Ganges water. We take it and we transfer the energy into it. And subsequently, we have developed another technology, which is called a nanoscience, and with that, we have made these remedies a lot powerful. It can penetrate very fast, and it is very, very effective.
They certainly are, and I have to say that after years of experience with psychotic patients as well, I have seen people actually brought out of a psychotic episode. In other words, they were doing things that would harm others and themselves, and they would have been basically beaten down and strapped down. And instead, as a nurse, I've used this remedy on them, and it would just come out of it. I mean, I'm not saying they were well and their psychosis was gone, but the actual very, very strong psychotic events was completely over, and they were able to sit down, calm down, just in moments.
Yeah, particularly the mental and emotional problems like depression, loneliness, fear, shock, lack of confidence. These are the things, guilt and grief. All these things work very, very fast and very deeply.
Well, they're just beautiful. Now, of course, you specialize in many other things. What made both of you, Dr. Rupa and Atul Shah, interested in what the electromagnetic pollution is doing to people?
If you see, you know, that everything is in essence really is energy. And if we just because we can't see with our physical eyes and we cannot measure in the conventional fashion doesn't mean that there is no subtle energy field around every living thing, and also everything that is even non-living has an energy field around it. So when started making remedies from flower remedies and gems, we realized that we also have disturbances from our environment in the form of electromagnetic pollution. Particularly in India, you know, we make various chutneys and sauces, or, you know, on the stone ground, then they taste extremely good. But as soon as we use a regular mixture grinder, you know, it doesn't taste so nice. When you refrigerate, you know, fruits and vegetables, they lose the taste. We realize that all these, you know, are getting affected by electromagnetic pollution. It's creating a disharmonious energy field. And ultimately, human body is also an energy field. It works like an antenna. It absorbs all this information from the surrounding. And one of the major sources of electromagnetic pollution is the cell phones that we use, also the computers. And we see more and more people are already, you know, complaining of tiredness because of all these kind of, you know, energy fields that are absorbed, and our body has to process it. So we decided that, okay, let's find out a way of using it, all these gadgets, but safely.
Yeah, so what we did was, we tried to... Hello?
Yeah, you're there. Go ahead.
We tried to give the energy, special energy, the existing energy of the food, so that with the help, this is a special device that we use for different things, for the food, for the air conditioner, and it will modify the harmful energies in such a way that they have been now able to restore with the help of the device. All the vitamins can be reactivated if it is deactivated because of electromagnetic pollution.
Yes, and you know, of course, you, as long as I have known you, which is several couple decades already, have been discussing the problem with the interference of health and wellness of electromagnetic fields. But now current science is catching up with you. And
yeah, it's
terrifying.
Basically what happens is that the chaotic pattern caused by electromagnetic waves, with the help of our device, we make it more coherent molecules. The moment they are more coherent, they are easily absorbed, and they are vibrating with resonating with our body's aura.
Well, I know that many of those devices that you make really, really feel good, and we'll talk about it more, but we're going to take a little break right now so that our wonderful station, Progressive Radio Network, can talk about a lot of the excellent shows that people can catch on there all the time, 24/7. And your shows, Dr. and Dr. Shah, your show will also be archived at Progressive Radio Network. So it's a wonderful resource for people to learn about holistic medicine and all the things in a natural lifestyle. So we'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
Progressive Radio Network, information for the independent mind.
Stephen Lindman hosts the Progressive Radio News Hour, Saturdays and Sundays, as well as currently on Thursdays, as an antidote to government and corporate propaganda on the most cutting-edge world and national topics. Distinguished guests are regularly featured to provide commentary and analysis impossible through the dominant media, offering biased, irresponsible misinformation and what Project Censored calls junk food news. The Progressive Radio News Hour is Thursdays from 11 to 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as Saturdays and Sundays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Progressive Radio Network. Make it a regular habit and stay informed.
Join us, Bruce and Marianne Curtis, Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Progressive Radio Network for Truth and Freedom. We present provocative conversations with the world's most brilliant minds in the areas of holistic health, spiritual wisdom, politics, and a host of other topics. Some of our topics include the latest work in non-invasive therapy on the brain, the truth beneath the global economic meltdown, healing power of the breath, and the sublime truth beyond all religious traditions. In this age of transformation, we need to look beneath the surface appearance of things to see the underlying reality. From material that is always illuminating and often liberating, tune in to Truth and Freedom on the Progressive Radio Network Fridays at 3 p.m.
Hi, this is Mike Fader. I'm doing a new show here on PRN every Thursday following Gary Null from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. It's called The Turning Point. What will we talk about? Well, everything from birth to death and most things in between. I'll be using stories in the news and personal observations from my own life. And from time to time, I'll be taking your calls. So please join me, Mike Fader, every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time for The Turning Point on PRN.
This is an emergency. No, it isn't. It's an urgency. I'm Danny Schechter, your news dissector on ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com with a new show called News Dissector. It's built on the blog that I do every day from MediaChannel.org, dissecting news, analyzing what's happening in the world, offering very cool music and great guests. Thursdays, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be there, cool, be square.
This is PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. This is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, hoping that you're well and healthy today. And we'd like to remind you that we'd like to thank Nature's Answer, because Nature's Answer at naturesanswer.com helps bring you the natural nurse and Dr. Z. And Nature's Answer has been providing quality nutritional supplements to the educated healthcare consumer since 1972. And you could find out more on naturesanswer.com. Also, if you have any comments about our show, if you'd like us to have on a specific guest or want any kind of feedback, and we do get lots and lots of emails from our listeners, and we do love to have feedback, even if you have a comment about something you don't like, we want to hear from you. And you can email us by going to our website at www.naturalnurse.com or go right through Progressive Radio Network. We're very happy to be a part of Progressive Radio Network, and we love the format because we can bring guests on from all around the world, like today's guests, and our guests today are Dr. Atul and Dr. Rupa Shah, and they are both MDs with degrees in allopathic medicine and are a husband and wife team who perform advanced research in natural medicine and offer a wide array of healing technologies. These include the Himalayan flower remedies, which we discussed earlier, electromagnetic pollution and environmental protection devices to environmental stress as well, Vatsu, which is Indian feng shui, and many other modalities. And to find out more about their work, you could go to their website, which is omhimalaya.com, and that's spelled A-U-M, Himalaya.com. A wonderful website with descriptions of all the modalities they have available. And I will tell you, if you're listening here in the U.S., these things arrive sort of instantaneously when you order them. I don't know how you guys ship them from India so quickly. You must have a very effective group of people that are dedicated to shipping.
Yes, exactly. We have a system that is working beautifully, and we've had orders from all over the world, as far as Cyprus and Brazil and Argentina and Australia, New Zealand, Japan. And they all, you know, receive and pretty much on time, you know.
Now, I know you've been doing this work for a very long time, and now you really are having a focus on two extremely interesting topics. And one, you're calling anti-aging, and a lot of people are using that word. I personally don't love the term anti-aging. I like the term aging gracefully. That's just what I like better, because when you think about anti-aging, like if you don't age, well, maybe you don't live too long, right? But anyway, that's just my personal bias. But nonetheless, certainly techniques to stay well as we get older. And you're doing this with fascinating research that I look forward to seeing published, such as reducing the glycemic index, which is certainly something that helps with staying younger longer and being healthier longer, and also very deep research on changing the DNA structure through the use of flower essences. Why don't you talk about some of that research?
Yeah, basically, I entirely agree with you. It is not anti-aging, but aging gracefully. We have developed a lot of research work on this, and what we have found out that one of the thing is a damage to DNA, and to prevent this damage or repair DNA with the help of this special energy medicine, we have seen a wonderful results, like changes in the hormones that are happening. We have done the blood test before and after the treatment, and in as short as 2 to 3 weeks time also, you can see some significant change in the hormone levels, which is disturbed one. We have done the research on to the obesity problem, and the particularly for the diabetes. We are in a very primitive stage, but we have seen some results of reducing the glycemic index of the any sugar, be it fructose, glucose, sucrose, any of these. We are able to reduce in a pilot study about 30 to 35% of glycemic index is reduced with the help of a device that we have made it. Yeah.
So with this device, do people also still need to watch what they're eating? Or with no change in diet, have you seen a change in the reading?
Yeah, we did not change the diet initially, but we wanted to see without changing the diet also, whatever the food that they are taking, if we put this device under that food for 1.5 minutes, that is 90 seconds, we could see that the glycemic index reduced. This is a very initial study right now, but the scope is tremendous, and that will benefit even a diabetic or non-diabetic patient, because indirectly it will help for the obesity problem also.
And this is a device that people wear, or it's in the room, or how does this work?
It's just like a keychain device that you can carry anywhere with you, like a keychain, and you just have to put under the food, any food that you are going to ingest, any liquids, any solids, you just put it for 90 seconds, and then you can take the food.
So, you know, we'd have to wonder what it's actually doing, which you can't measure yet what it's doing, because we're in the realms of energy medicine there, and there's no devices to measure. You can measure the outcome on a biological system.
That's right. That's right. We cannot measure right now, but we can definitely see the effect caused by this energy.
Yeah, it's in the effect you can measure. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about changing the DNA by the use of flower essences? What kind of research are you doing with that?
See, we did two things. One is to repair the DNA, which is damaged. Another thing is to prevent or reduce the damage that is can be done to the DNA. And the third thing is already damaged one, grossly damaged at the time of birth. Okay, so any birth defect which is there. So I have been able to successfully get some results with different type of genetically problems where the DNA is grossly deformed, and in those cases we have been able to give this energy remedies. So for some example, Turner syndrome, where you have to give the growth hormone for increasing the height, we have been able to give this energy medicine without giving the growth hormone. So the adverse effect of growth hormone is eliminated.
The DNA information changes in such a way that it appears as if now DNA has the information about how this should be handled. And as if the gene is already present and is already functional, so, you know, the whole body starts responding. And so, for example, in the case of Turner syndrome, we can see the increase in height, the growth is, you know, happening in a normal fashion without giving actually any, you know, physical growth hormone. So we see in some of the genetic cases, when you give the flower remedies, you can actually make the DNA function as if the information is now available and the DNA already starts functioning exactly.
So it's the right frequency that we can give it to the DNA, or the right resonance that we can give it to DNA, and that DNA will start functioning normally with that correct information.
Now, what is the concept that you write about, which is called wave genetics?
Yes, the wave genetic is a research work that's done by Garyajev in Russia, and this is quite fascinating. I came across this research about just a few months ago. There's very little information on the net about it, but whatever is available is very interesting, and our work is almost similar now, as I understood, that we are able to change the genetic information, you know, with the help of any such energetic remedies that already has the information. We vaguely did know that this was the way, but now actually seeing it in patients, and, you know, some of the patients have conditions that, according to our conventional science, completely you know, irreversible. You know, patients in whom the genetic profile is already done, you already know which gene is not functional. And then, you know, looking for information in nature, taking that information as energetic information of the DNA and giving it to the patient who is, you know, having deficiency of a particular gene function, and the person's DNA starts functioning as if the information is available already now. So very similar to already the foundational work that's already done in wave genetics.
Well, it's not surprising because I've recently been doing research with the head of the biology department at Fordham University, and he's working on a specific genetic disease called familial dysautonomia. And he actually photographs genes under an electron microscope after interfacing them with various kinds of natural therapies, because they never found a drug therapy, by the way, that would actually change the form of the genes. But what we found is that EGCG from green tea and tocotrienols from brown rice actually upregulate one half of a gene that's basically broken. You know, like both sides kind of flop down when the person has this genetic abnormality that causes familial dysautonomia. Mm-hmm. And amazingly enough, these EGCG and tocotrienols make one side of the gene physically stand up where you can actually take a picture of it and see the difference and how that relates in the phenotype. And I know you know what that means, but for our listeners, that means how the person actually is in their life, is the fact that these people have much, much less symptoms when this happens. So imagine you might be doing a similar effect on the genetic structure.
Yeah, we have also done cell line culture, and the damaged cells or the DNA which was damaged, we have given this remedy, and very recently we have got a wonderful results with that. And we have been able to repair the damaged cells, like how we get the damage in the cancers and other diseases. Like that, the damage can be repaired with the help of this new bioenergy medicine.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
That's just amazing. Now, of course, you have a deep understanding of things that might be called miasms in homeopathy, which is something that you talk about in terms of transgenerational problems. So let's just define miasm a little bit for our listeners, and then talk about your something you called ancestor syndrome.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Often I get patients who come and tell me that, oh, it's in my family, everybody has it. Then I explain to them that if six siblings are there, maybe three has diabetes and the other three don't. So why the other three don't have it? It means you still have a possibility, you know, to make your genes function better than your ancestors. You know, disease is not as simple as just, you know, you get it because your, you know, family has it. It's the environment under which a gene decides to express itself that is very important. Just having genes itself is not, it does not mean that you will definitely get the disease. Certain genes remain quiet, do not, you know, express in a negative way throughout your lifetime. So this is a study where we found out that it is possible to turn on and turn off certain genes as and when we want with the help of energy medicines, which is nothing but a specific energetic information provided for a particular defect on the gene. And with this we found that we are able to, you know, prevent or delay, you know, onset of certain diseases, and in fact even reverse some of the diseases which are, you know, having a very strong genetic character.
Yeah, so the best way, one of the best way is to treat is the intrauterine life. That means if you can give the right remedy, bioenergy medicine, and that is what we have been quite successfully able to do it, as soon as the patient knows that she is pregnant, we give them these remedies. And if we know there is some information of genetic disorder, then we start giving the remedies right away, giving the right information, and we have been quite successful, not 100%, but quite a bit successful in this. The one step before that is if you plan for pregnancy, then the 3 months before conception, we give the father of the child remedies so that the sperms are healthy with a positive, healthy emotions. That's very important because we have seen some patients of asthma, and a good number of asthma patients have any history of emotional and mental pattern of either in the father or mother during intra or pre-intrauterine life.
Well, that would be ideal, of course. Mm-hmm. But you know, sometimes not everybody plans these things, I imagine, well enough in advance. But that's very interesting. Now, I know that one of the benefits to you actually having this very active clinic in India is that, you know, people who do natural medicine here in the United States are often attacked by the mainstream medicine, and in fact their licenses are pulled and they're taken to court and all kinds of terrible things happen to them if they try to do the kind of research that you're doing.
Yeah, in India, of course, everybody, I mean, if there is something new, there is always a allergy to new things. If they have not understood the concept, then there will be a reaction to it. It may be hyper response to anything what we, but overall, there is some place in their heart that they feel that in India, because of they know that there are a lot of other than allopathy medicines like Ayurvedic and homeopathy medicine. So people know that there is something other than allopathy that may work, and so they are slightly open to this, and they are opening more and more after seeing the results.
That's so true. So now you do have so many things available, and one of the things that you have is these electromagnetic field deflectors that people can either wear when they travel, which I do, or use in their home. And these are very, very helpful.
We have got something called as a 5-element balancer. We also got 7-chakra balancer, which can modify the electromagnetic pollution that is coming to your body by wearing it, these devices, and it will modify your electromagnetic field of your body, or the aura, you may say. And there are certain devices that you can keep it near to, like, for example, television or for the computers or in the AC, air conditioning machine, and in the refrigerator. And very important is the cell phone. The cell phone probably has got a lot of electromagnetic pollutions, particularly radio waves and microwaves, that can be harmful and may be disturbing our electromagnetic field of our body. And to modify that, not preventing them, but modify them gently so that they become harmless or less harmful to our body.
These days, I am just watching that younger generation is always either staring at one or other screen. That's either it's the cell phone screen, or it's a computer screen, or it's a television screen. So all the time, we are exposed to, you know, this kind of disturbances. And our system is the first one that gets affected and gets depleted of its energy, and followed by that is the circulatory system. So we don't have unlimited reserves of energy. We need to replenish this source. We need to, you know, from time to time protect ourselves, take care of our nutrition and our sleep patterns. I see more and more younger generation are, you know, not able to sleep. They are not able to, you know, wind up properly. They don't even get enough hours of sleep. So all of these affect their nervous system. Then people are also, you know, not eating right. And because of all that, many of them end up taking a lot of different chemical medicines, and they get confused, and they, you know, they get lost completely. And over the years, I see also a lot more allergies here. Here in this country, we always hear peanut allergies, very common. But in India, I have not seen a single case of peanut allergy. Peanuts are just sold, you know, openly on the road. You know, people just buy them.
You mean in terms of peanuts? Yeah, they go crazy here about that.
Yeah, so there is some difference in the way food is processed, what is added to it, and that's what people are, you know, reacting to it.
I'm really surprised that I recently, when I was researching, I found out even you read the ingredients and you feel that everything is fine. One thing that people are not probably aware about is the additive that they are using.
The additives.
Yes, the additive can be more allergic than the ingredient, regular active ingredients in that. So this is very surprising to me that the additives can be more harmful than the regular active ingredients. Second thing, we have also developed something called gel and the patch technology. So one can use the patch for their problems or the gel for local application, particularly the pain. So any mild pain one has got, they can apply this gel for local application and it works pretty fast. Sometimes the results are seen only in 1 to 2 minutes. And also there is a special gel that can be applied over the nose. Basically our body either takes air or the food. And third is the energy from outside. So if you have to modify the energies coming from outside, these are the devices like five element balancer and seven chakra balancer devices. And for the air, the quality of, you can modify the air by just applying the gel over the nose. And instantly you can see the quality of air going into your body. Important is also that the oxygen in the blood is not necessarily everything. It is what is important is the intracellular oxygen. And that's where the quality of oxygen can be modified by making the more coherent atoms of oxygen into your body so it can go in easily intracellularly.
Now, these things that you say are
gels.
People just apply them as a gel?
Yes, they can buy as
a gel. Like on your skin?
Mm-hmm.
And could they be used for any age? And I would imagine if it's a gel, if someone's already on a lot of pharmaceuticals, you don't have to worry as much about interactions.
Yeah, these are fairly safe gel. And because of energy base, most of the time we always say that you can have a small patch. You can apply it over the inner side of the elbow to test the allergy of the gel, but most of the time it is not there and the results are fantastic with this.
So that's one way. Now the electromagnetic field deflectors of yours that I have, you actually wear, you know, like it's a necklace.
Mm-hmm.
That's another whole realm. And then I have some at home on my computer. How do those work?
Again, same thing. See, basic principle is that the chaotic pattern will, and if whichever the energy is more powerful, will make the lesser powerful energy chaotic. So we make this, whatever the chaotic energies are coming out from the computer, with the help of this device, it will radiate more powerful, coherent energy. So if there is a, like 1,000 people and they are all in chaotic fashion, all that you need is a very powerful corpse. The corpse will take care of them. The moment they are more powerful, they will be able to make all the chaotic people to more coherent. You know, it's very simple. So we are radiating all the, with the help of device, modify the chaotic energy into more coherent energy.
So it brings things into balance by making the energy field less chaotic. And I know I can actually feel that because I'm electromagnetically sensitive. Like I cannot walk into a mall, let's say. And so I just don't go into malls because they have an incredible amount of electromagnetic fields between the devices they use for security and, you know, all that stuff that they have in there. So I just don't go in. But let's say flying, I have to fly because I travel all over the place, and that's another place that you can really feel in the airports all kinds of devices around.
Yeah, so we have also made something called as a jet lag device, which will take care of all the electromagnetic pollutions that you are getting from the engines of the jet, which is created, and the air quality which is there in the plane. And you will be amazed to see that wearing this just jet lag bracelet, it gives a fantastic positive effect.
Well, believe it or not, we've come to the end of our time together, but I look so forward to seeing you, and I will see both of you in 2 days. For those of you who are listening to the show in real time, Dr. and Dr. Shah will be physically lecturing on August 4th, that's Wednesday, August 4th, in the New York area. And if you would like directions or how to go, you can get in touch with us via www.naturalnurse.com. And you can always find out more about their fascinating work with changing information in DNA, flower essences, devices that can help protect you against electromagnetic fields, and a lot of the interesting quantum medicine that they are doing by visiting their website at omhimalaya.com. That's A-U-M-Himalaya.com. Oh, until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse. Dr. Eugene Zamperon and myself are always interested in your feedback. And, of course, you can listen to the shows archived right here on Progressive Radio Network. Until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, hoping that you stay healthy.